can. This is Jim Rollins. Got your note, and I don't mind doing it at all. We know this is a Coal Miner Blues, and I'll kind of go through it and then dissect it a little dab. You know, as I say about any Earl Scruggs tune, it's worth, in my opinion, pretty intense study, and I think Coal Miner Blues is no exception. And there's some pretty interesting things about it, and we'll go through it a little bit. So we know we dropped the fourth down to the C, and let me just go through it. Thunder. we're fixing to have we're under a tornado watch or warning, so I may have to duck into the bathroom here in a minute. But this tune is real critical in a lot of ways, because this is one of the few tunes that Scruggs gets. He gets the melody on the first string, which I always thought was very important. And you were talking about the fingering on it. Virtually on this tune, almost the whole song, I'm doing, as you know, that, you know, it's in C, so you're hitting the fifth and the tenth fret with the first and second strings. I'm doing that almost always with the second and third finger. So what I do is, when I start, I'm doing that with the third finger. That's my ring finger. And then now I'm up at the fifth fret of the first string, and then I put my second finger down on the second string there. That way you can get that hammer right there. And what I'm doing is I'm hammering that with my, it's on the second string between the fourth and fifth fret, but I'm hammering with my first finger. And you really get that hammer good. And then you get that note right there. I'm getting that with my pinky. And then I'm getting that with my pinky. And then this slide. I'm sliding from the fourth fret down to the first fret on the second string, and I'm doing that with my index finger. And then now I'm just making a regular C right there. And then when I slide up, I'm sliding, you know, just kind of nebulously around, I don't know, first, second fret, and I'm sliding up to that F at the 10th fret, and I'm doing that again with my second and third fingers. And then you got to get that note right there, that 7th note to the 13th fret. I get that with my pinky finger on the first string. And then I slide the second string at the 10th fret, that F, I slide it back down to the 5th fret. Ah. That's it. And then I slide down on the second string, but I catch the first string at the 5th fret, again, with the 2nd and 3rd finger. And then you go up and you gotta make your G there. And all I'm doing again, 2nd and 3rd finger. Nah. And then when I'm doing, And then I slide the first string, what is that, the ninth fret down to the fifth fret again. That's how I do it, because and then now what I've got is, just think of this, you got your first string at the fifth fret, and then he does this, he goes, and he what he's doing is getting these, I use my pinky for that, so it's like, and he does this kind of cool hammer-on thing on the second string. Hope that helps out, and you know, that's like I think I said, that's just how I do it, that's just my interpretation of what he does. I think it's relatively close, just a kind of a word of the wise, if anybody says this is exactly how Earl does it, I almost immediately, my BS detectors go up, because I've never run into anybody that does it exactly the way Earl does it. So I hope you're doing good, and I hope this helps. Thanks.